Community TV! Did you watch it? Do you watch it? You occasionally flick past and go, what was that? Find yourself drawn in. It's all over the country, really. Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane. It's pretty much everywhere. Fish cam. I reckon that was my highlight. Anyway, Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull has now said that community TV stations will be gone. They will not have spectrum by December 25. They're making space for broadcast spectrum. What is the effect of that? Can they survive online, which is where they're being encouraged to go? Corinne Grant joins me now. She got her break on community TV, and you probably first encountered her on something like Rove. Corinne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi. Good evening, Waleed.
What's your reaction?
Look, it's such a strange decision from Malcolm Turnbull. I don't understand how he thinks that community television can automatically switch its business model to being online when he's not expecting the same thing of commercial free-to-air channels that couldn't possibly do it. I don't understand why he thinks that one business model won't work for others, but it will work for community television.
Right. Well, maybe he thinks that the audience is not really the point of community TV. It's just the skill set, and so it doesn't matter where you put it.
Yeah, but the audience is the point of community television as well. Community television provides a whole lot of programs to smaller audiences that wouldn't get the same ability to be shown on, you know, SBS or the ABC. So that niche audience may not want to watch things online. Not every 75-year-old nonna in Melbourne knows how to work the internet, you know?
Don't underestimate the nonnas, Corinne. What was special about it in your experience?
What was special about it was that it was run on the smell of an oily rag, and it really does teach you how to work in television, in live television. And not just for the performers in front of the camera, you know, people such as myself and Rove and Hamish and Andy, and more recently people like Celia Pecola and people like that, but it also teaches producers and crew how to hone their craft. And they're not the kind of skills that you can just pick up once you're live on air in front of a million people. It's much better to do that on community television. I don't think you can really replicate that online. It's not the same environment.
There was one massive name that you clearly missed emerging out of community TV.
Sorry, Waleed.
No, you're not.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Yep, that's hurtful of me. I'm very sorry.
Very sad. I don't know if I can go on. Is the next segment ready? Can we get the...
Oh, that's rude.
No. But do you think it can be saved from this point? I mean, this is an announcement from the government. It seems to be a fait accompli.
Yeah, it does seem to be a fait accompli, and Malcolm Turnbull seemed quite dismissive, I think, of the community television community when he said the internet hasn't been, you know, the internet's not new, they can do it there, which I think does leave open the question whether he really understands how, you know, the internet's been around for a long time, but business models certainly haven't been able to crack that market yet. So I think it is a fait accompli. I think it's a great shame. And I really hope that community television can, within, you know, just over a year, completely rejig their business model so that they can do it. It's a big ask, though.
Well, yeah, it does seem a big ask. And the search for audience will always be a really difficult search. Would you have any advice for them?
Oh, look, just get cracking, I reckon. I just reckon get cracking. And it's a different environment working on the internet to what it is on television as well, which I'm not sure that Turnbull appreciates. That the audience is slightly different. The way that you set up your advertising models is going to be completely different. It's a lot of work. And, you know, I really feel for community television who don't have the resources of, you know, Channel 7 or 9 or 10, who are massive corporations, and they struggle with their online content. So, you know, all the very best to them.
Yeah, all the best to them indeed. Corinne, look, it's been a joy to have you on the program, and for speaking to you, I forgive everything that you said. It's not a problem at all.
No, I know you won't. You're a very passive-aggressive man, aren't
you? Jeez, you got me in one. Corinne Grant, comedian, author, former community TV star. 24 minutes past 7. We'll eat Ali with you for Drive. It's nearly history time.